that has to mean September 20th, Gurudev.
छप्पन दंड सात दंड तक एक दिन आश्चर्य होता छप्पन दंड तक एक रात राजा के भाव में भी जोड़ रहा
Such beautiful kirtan. If like this, sometimes, someday, somebody will have such moods, emotions, then his life is successful. And now again, we will again sing this kirtan together. Our followers, they are worshipping Krishna with Matsalya Ras. No place for Radha Ji there. But Mahaprabhu Ji, in his assembly, sometimes Vallabhacharya came there and what he was proud in, that he is the biggest scholar of India, and he wanted to speak something to Mahaprabhu, that his Subodhini Vyakhya, but he said, understanding his glories, thinking he is glorious, that I have written this commentary by the name of Subodhini, but I have not considered Sridhar Swami's views, rather I have contradicted them. Mahaprabhu said, whoever does not agree with Swamiji, he is like a prostitute. Like this he became quite embarrassed. One, two times more again in that very place, he wanted to show his scholarly attributes, but he saw there that Advaita Acharya, how glorious they were, Raya Ramanan, so glorious, Swarup Damodar, and when he saw Swarup Damodar, he was even more astonished. His condition became like this, as if like a crow in the assembly of swans. He asked what is the meaning of Krishna? Mahaprabhu said, except for Nandanandan, I don't know anything. Yashoda Nandan. Like this, when he saw the influence of all these devotees, he stayed at Gadadhar Pandit. Now he is very dear to Mahaprabhu. How he will gain the mercy? Please give me Gopal Mantra. Then he became afraid that, but getting the indication of Mahaprabhu, anyway he gave him initiation to Gopal Mantra. What is Gopal Mantra? Only servitude to Radha Ji. Gopijan Vallabhaya Swaha.
Vatsalya Rasya nikal karke aaye, kintu apne sampradaya ko ye nahi badlaya.
He did not tell his sampradaya that he had gone away from them. His son was Vithal Nath Ji, very big scholar also. But Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, it was very difficult to go to Rupa Goswami. To Raghunath Das Goswami, he took some association, and with his association, by the effect of that association, such impressions were created on him of our sampradaya that he got completely absorbed in the service mood of Radha Ji, and then he wrote these words.
अपर अवशिष्टम पुष्टि मार जादयो में यदि बदत चापिन चनस्ने स्मेर हासो दितस्त्री द्वितीय पाड़ी मारी पड़ी क्या है मुक्त सुख क्या यदि राधा जी की यदि
If राधा जी इस मर्सी आई विल बी एबल टू गेट
और क्या रह जाता है
व्हाट रिमेंस मोर टू बी अचीव्ड नथिंग Everything is all auspicious for that person. What remains for him to achieve, to desire? In Pushti Marg, Maryada Marg,
the path of
Pushti Marg means Premayi Bhakti, Raganuga Bhakti, and Maryada means the Vedi Bhakti. So everything he achieves, what there needs for him to achieve more? If Radha Ji, suppose she speaks to him something, then what to speak of such a person, the fortune of such a person. That person is fortunate who is considering Radhaji to be his worshipable deity. Shyam Sundar, Shkand Shekhar, Murli Manohar. You also speak with me, repeat.
Shyam Sundar, Shkand Shekhar,
Smeraha Smurali.
मनोहर
राधिका रसिक मंत्रिपाणि दे
राधिका रसिक मंत्रिपाणि दे
स्वप्रिया चरण किंकली कुरु
स्वप्रिया चरण किंकली कुरु
प्राणनाथ वृषभानु नंदिनी
प्राणनाथ वृषभानु नंदिनी
श्रीमुखाब्जरस लोल षटपद राधिका पदतले कृति स्थितिं
राधिका पदतले कृति स्थितिं
वं भजामि रस केंद्र शेखरं
शेखरं
विधाय दशने त्रिविडं विभो प्रार्थये परब्रज महेंद्र नंदन अस्तु मोहन तवाति वल्लभा
अस्तु मोहन तवाति वल्लभा
जन्म जन्मनी मदीश्वरी प्रिया
जन्म जन्मनी मदीश्वरी प्रिया
श्याम सुंदर शिखंड
श्याम सुंदर
श्याम सुंदर
ओ श्याम सुंदर
जिनके
इन
मस्तक पर
ऑन हूज फोरहेड
शिखंड
शिखंड
मोर का
द पीक ऑफ फेदर द crown of peacock feather is resting and very sweet smile he has on his face and playing his flute in this way such beautiful attractive form which is attracting all the deers the birds the creepers it's attracting everybody Radhika's Rasik he is the beloved of Radhika oh Shyam Sundar
आप अपनी प्रिया की किंकरी कीजिए
यू प्लीज गिव मी योर डियर वंस सर्विट्यूड आई वांट प्लीज लेट मी बिकम द सर्वेंट ऑफ योर बिलोवेड
प्राणनाथ विश्वभानु नंदिनी
प्राणनाथ विश्वभानु नंदिनी
नंदिनी के आप प्राणनाथ
यू आर द प्राणनाथ और विश्वभानु
राधिका से हम लोग कृष्ण से हमारा विश्वभानु नंदिनी
वी डोंट हैव डायरेक्ट रिलेशनशिप विद कृष्ण
वही कॉमन है राधिका जी हमारी
Who is he? राधिका जी our mistress and he is her beloved. This is our relationship with him.
श्री मुखाब्जरस लालु सर राधिका जी का मुखारविंद अत्यंत सुंदर है.
राधिका जी का फेस इज वेरी वेरी ब्यूटीफुल.
ये दिस फेस नमन हो करके
दिस
अपनी आंखों को सब समय
he is always looking at her beautiful face and he is drinking the nectar of this beautiful face as if a bumblebee is extracting honey from a flower
ऐसे ही कृष्णा कृष्णचंद्र जी राधिका जी के चरणों में
सच
मैं
राधिका जी लोटस फीट माय स्टेज माय कंडीशन इज
आई
वांट सर्विस ऑफ सच लोटस फीट That is why I am performing your bhajan. Why do I worship you, O Rasik Shekhar? So that I may become the servant of Radhika Ji. That is why I am performing your bhajan.
Samvidhaya dasane trine apne daanton ke tale trine dabakar.
Holding a straw between my teeth, I pray to you, O Vrajendra Nandan,
that आपकी परम
Your most beloved
जन्म में हमारी
I may have attachment to her for life after life. My let her be my mistress. It is little different from our Goswamis.
Why?
Because we are praying directly to Radhaji, but here he is praying to Krishna. That, O Krishna, we give this service. Although it is correct, but still we are praying directly to Radhaji, direct have relationship to Radhika ji. We may pray to Lalita ji, Vishakha, Giriraj Govardhan, to Yamuna ji, we may Vrinda Devi, to Yogamaya, Purnamasi, we may pray to her, but not to Krishna. There is no need to pray to him. Lalita ji, Vishakha ji. For Lalita ji, it is said, means whoever will, whoever it is,
if
he has a little, she has a little hint in her heart to worship or to have service of Radhika ji, if Lalita ji finds this out,
Lalita
ji is all knowing, she can understand everything, and also this desire that she wants to become service of Radhika, she will immediately fulfill this desire. She will immediately give birth to Braj and then give her the service of Radhika ji. And Giriraj Govardhan also. Yamuna ji. These, especially Yogamaya and Vrinda Devi in Vrindavan and her, in her Kunja pastimes to give entrance to, she gives Vrinda Devi, so we can pray to them. There is no Krishna is not here. Chief, Krishna is not here. Chief, now in brief I want to tell you some things that
Radha ji,
one time Krishna
in Banshibat
at Rasathali, he was present there. That time he developed a deep desire that I want to perform some pastime. Being alone, it's not so interesting.
He,
as soon as he developed this desire to perform some pastime, from his left side Radhika ji made her appearance,
and
appearing she started to run towards him. Dha means to run, with anurag, with affection. Ra means to anurag, to have affection. Dha means dhavit, to run.
Radha ji
began to run towards Krishna. That's why her name became Radha. But why Radhika? That time Krishna worshipped Radhika. That is why her name became Radhika. And even further, when Nanda Baba saw that in Nandagaon so many obstacles are coming, so many troubles are coming. There was an assembly one time they had, and they were deciding, all the elderly people of Braj, they were deciding there, they began to consider that what Keshi and other demons, they are torturing us so much in so many different ways, and now the cows also don't have so much grass to graze here. It's not proper for us to remain here any longer. Thinking, deciding like this, they went to Mahavan near the banks of river Yamuna. Very beautiful, wonderful this place is. The cows have so much grass, it is appropriate place for the cows to graze here. Let's go to that place. Deciding like this, they went to this very place, and in Gokul Krishna took birth from Mother Yashoda's womb. That time Narad ji, he reached Gokul and he had darshan of Krishna, the Bali Krishna, the child Krishna, and offered him worship in different prayers, and then he calculated that without his Haladini Shakti, Radhika, he can never make his appearance. Definitely somewhere in Braj,
Radhaji
also has made her appearance. Maybe in some nearby villages he started to search, then he went to Rawal. When Nanda Baba came in Gokul with his cows and family, then he also, Vishwanu Maharaj also, his very dear friend he is, and he also, along with his family, with his cows, he also reached that place in Rawal, at the banks of the river Yamuna. There he reached Narad ji. He asked Vishwanu Maharaj, do you have some child or maybe gave birth to your wife? Yes, I have a son, Shridham, he replied. Son is there, but do you have some daughter? Yes, I have a daughter too. Oh, so nice. I want to have her darshan. I want to see her hand and time. I will calculate her astrological chart and what kind of girl she will be. In which moment she has taken birth, I will tell everything about her future. What you can do is that the yogurt, some type of grass, some betel leaf and other paraphernalia, there are other paraphernalia, please gather all of them. Till that time I will remain here. And he went inside and he saw on the cot a small baby girl. Before this I must tell you also that Rishabhanu Maharaj every day is nearby, is Yamuna is flowing, he is going to take bath there every day. One day early in the morning in Brahma Murut, when he went to take bath there, he saw there that a thousand petal lotus flower, there is a very very young child who has just taken birth. She is lying there sleeping and she is moving her hands and legs, and she is sucking her thumbs, the toes, the toe, thumb toe of her feet she is sucking. And that time Vishwanu Maharaj went and he saw this baby girl, and she was so effulgent. He just picked her up in his lap, brought her home and put her in the lap of Kirtikadi. From Kirtika she took birth. It is in some kalpas it is also described that in Barsana, in Hanukund also, on a lotus flower she makes her appearance, and from there he takes her and gives her to his wife. So Vishwanu Nandini is more well known. She is preached all over. Narad ji reached there. He reached there and Haladini Shakti, Krishna's Haladini Shakti she is, and offered her prayers. And that moment Lalita Vishakha, other Sakhis, Radhaji made her appearance. He was meditating a bit there with his eyes closed. In that moment Lalita said, what, you are in meditation with your eyes closed, get up and have darshan of Radhika, she is there, otherwise she will disappear again. He saw such beautiful form in young youthful age. He saw Radhika ji. He became very astonished at seeing her this beautiful wonderful form and offered her prayers, and Radhika ji then made her disappearance. And then he went to Govardhan, and there is Narad Kund nearby. It was not Narad Kund known as earlier. Then afterwards it was known as Narad Kund. He stayed there, had darshan of Radhika ji, performed austerities for thousands of years, and Narad ji then left that place. And also, how is Radhika ji? In the evening we will, around 5:30 we will, 4 o'clock, there are so many people, From 4 o'clock, we will sit again. About her tattva, we will discuss some things. About her subject, there are so many things. Her tattva is very, very profound. We yesterday in Govardhan we hinted some. Especially there is one thing. Tattva is something separate, but in Srimad Bhagavat her name is not mentioned clearly nowhere. And also in other Vedas also her name, people say that it is not mentioned there, but it is false. Where is this? It is in Srimad Bhagavatam, this shlok. Radhika's name is there. And in this shlok, oh, she has worshipped Bhagavan Narayan, she has aradhana, she has performed Bhagavan. So that's why he took her in his lap and went to a solitary place. This shlok is also popular. And why he is not written clearly? There is a reason for this. Because in Vedas, in Shastra, especially in Srimad Bhagavatam, it is Parokshpat. Parokshpat means indirectly. Suppose there is a, understand what is Parokshpat. There is a boy, stays in Vrindavan. A very, very dark, handsome boy. He has a peak of feather on his turban, plays the flute very nicely, plays with cowherd boys. Tell me, who is he? It is Vrindanami Krishna. This is called Parokshpat. Similarly, and also
Radhaji
telling her pastimes, he may become ecstatic. And if he chants her name, because she is his mistress, under her protection he is. If he chants her name, he will faint for 6 months. For 6 months, he will not come to external consciousness. So keeping this name hidden in Paroksh Roop, in an indirect manner, he has mentioned her name several times. Sometimes Kachi means some gopi.
Krishna
cannot remain without any this gopi. So without such certain gopi. So Radhika ji, she is completely absorbed in bhav, and in her mind she is thinking this Krishna. Definitely he must be her some princess. He must be enamored by them, and he is in association with them. And she is becoming very angry, thinking like this. And seeing one black bumblebee, Uddhav ji was also there, sitting some distance away, seeing a black bumblebee, she became very angry. Oh, go away from her, far away from her, don't touch my feet. You don't know how to please somebody who is in man mood. Like your master, you are also similar, of similar nature. Like this, she became angry and spoke so many words of in anger and abuse. So all these moods are present in Srimad Bhagavat. Wherever Shurdeva Swami will take her name, for 6 months he will lose consciousness. So whatever this Bhagavat Saptavat had to be finished in, and 7 days he is going to leave his body. He cannot finish this Srimad Bhagavatam. So that is why in Paroksh Roop, indirect manner, Radhaji's name is mentioned. So Brahmavaivarta Puran, Brahma Samhita, and other Shastras, Radhikaji is not mentioned directly. I'm sorry, she is mentioned in these places directly.
Yes. राधिका जी के लिए कहा है
अबाउट राधिका जी इट इज डिस्क्राइब्ड
देवी कृष्णमयी
प्रोक्ता
पर देवता सर्वलक्ष्मी कांति सर्वकांति संपूर्ण अरे कृष्ण को भी मोहित करने वाली
शी कैन एनचेंट कृष्ण आल्सो हु इज कृष्ण
सर्वेश्वर
ही इज द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड एंड ही इज द अखिल रसामृत सिंधु
ऐसा सुंदर को नहीं है
Nobody has such a beautiful form.
And
Krishna also, when he sees her, he becomes enchanted. Then it is described
that Devi Krishnamayi.
Devi means somebody who performs pastimes.
Dyut,
somebody who is performing pastimes. Internal, external of her, up and down, everywhere it is Krishnamayi. She is complete of Krishna. She is completely. Krishnamayi in each and every single pore of her body.
Radhika Paradevata.
Radhika ji Paradevata. Radhika ji is Paradevata.
Paradevata means samast devtaon ke devta Krishna hai.
The Bhagavan of all the demigods is Krishna.
And
even her God, even her supreme, she is this Radhika. People chant Krishna's names.
And
Krishna, whose name does he chant? Radha ji is. With this mantra, he has got initiation also. This at Radha Kund, he got initiated.
Radha ji is in
Kalki mood in man. He, to get her mercy, he takes bath three times, performs so many. Austerities, but still she is not leaving her this mood. This is Radhika ji. Sarva Lakshmi Mai. It is described, yes, in other places that Anand Gauri Vishnu. Even Lakshmi ji, everybody, Uma, Rama, Satya, they are all her expansions. This is the Radha Tattva. And Sarvakanti means Sarvakanti Sammohini Para. She can enchant Krishna also. Para means supreme most. She is superior to everybody else. This is Radhika's death. Radhika ji is like this. How? She is
राधिका जी के कटाक्ष को पाते ही देखते ही
as soon as she gives this sidelong glance of hers at Krishna immediately his what is this yellow flute that he has he never leaves this today this flute has also fallen down from his hands and is this peacock feather this crown of peacock feather that also falls down where it falls down at Radhika ji's lotus feet and also loses consciousness he is just about to fall down but Madhumangal and others they hold him what you are doing Nanda Baba ji everybody is nearby Careful. So like this, Radhika ji is. Not only this, Prabodhana Saruti is describing further that राधिका जी इज इन मान इनसाइड द कुंज
आज काले कृष्ण किसी को भी मत आने देना
डोंट लेट एनी ब्लैक कृष्ण कम इनसाइड
इवन
ब्लैक बम्बलबी आल्सो शुड नॉट रीच दिस प्लेस दिस ब्लैक आल्सो शुड नॉट कम
और
एंड
रूपमंजरी
एंड अदर्स हैव बीन पोस्टेड देयर एज गॉड्स दैट दे शुड ही शुड नॉट कम इनसाइड no way he should come inside. Krishna came, wants to go inside, but Prati Manjari and others, you cannot go inside today.
Radhikaji
does not want to see anything that is black. You are also black. She doesn't want to see you at all. Please stay far away.
You
Krishna, although he is Sarveshwar,
worshipable for all,
she's falling at these gopis' feet. What to speak about Radhikaji? Again and again he's touching their feet. Bows down his head. Please let me go. And they don't let him go. In such manner,
Lalita,
Srimati Radhika ji, also he sometimes feeds in their kunj. If I become one stick in the broom of this broom which is sweeping this kunja, so in this way, in many ways, he has so many examples are there in so many different shlokas. All these pastimes are quoted. So Radhikaji's glories are incomparable. In the evening again we will sit down. Now we should go and perform Abhishek, and Shyam, he will speak something about Radhikaji's tattva. And now now we have to one group will come from Koila Gali, one will come from here. From Ambakhar, one from Subhashnagar, one from Kailashnagar, and one from Radhanagar. I'm telling you now which party will go where, who will go in which party. I'm going to announce like that. You please follow. Our brahmacharis and sannyasis should go in these places.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Kailash Maharaj, Gini Maharaj, Sam Bihari Brahmachari, Uttam Krishna Brahmachari, Gaur Raj Brahmachari.